to do, man.
I want to eat some sweet potato fries and go sit in the drum circle.
Well, that sounds like a good idea for you.
But wait, I got
nah, I don't want to do that tonight.
Oh! ourselves. We're going to take a journey this evening, take a little trip through music over the past 50 years. That last song we did was Oh, would you? Well, that's sweet. I'm just going to stay here, though, okay? First number one hit back in the 1950s. That kind of kicked off the rock and roll period in the 1950s. And music changed throughout the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and today. And there have been so many different sounds. And we thought we'd take a little trip and listen to some of the best and most fun songs that we could find for this summer's tour. The next song we're going to do is actually a song that you'll probably recognize from the 1960s. It was made most famous in the 1960s when two young men who called themselves the Righteous Brothers recorded it. It was the very first and only song ever to have four different versions, all in the top 40 of the very same week. So see if you recognize this one from 1945.
Thank you.
together, we sat down a few months ago and tried to put together a set list that really represented the 50s and the 60s appropriately. And as we were doing it, we noticed that there was one particular artist who you may have heard of. Some trouble with the shoes down there. One particular artist who had more number one hits in the 1950s and 60s than anyone else. He's the best-selling solo artist in U.S. history. He's got more gold albums than anyone else in history. And I'm about to ruin his music. You've been known as Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Even the names of the groups like the Beatles, the Turtles, and the Monkees are an indication of the free spirit of the music from a time of Woodstock, flower power, and the all-in. But for all of the fun-loving energy of the 60s, they were also a decade of change. While America waged a war in a small country in Asia, we also fought our own demons and prejudices at home in the form of a civil rights movement, and said goodbye to two of our most loved leaders, Martin Luther King Jr. and President John F. Kennedy. With all of the sadness and turbulence at home and abroad, the sounds of the 60s provided a much-needed escape.
Thank you.
How many bucks you getting around during that song?
About three, at least three.
You got a lot of bucks here. We appreciate their presence as well, as much as yours. So the 60s definitely had plenty of rhythm and plenty of attitude. Problem is, I don't have much of either one. So it makes it really hard for me to try to be a pimp or try to be a... I'm afraid of you. How many laws it would be breaking? You need to calm down there. So, on with the show. So when we start doing, we're doing the 60s and we're doing the 70s, we're going to go on to the 70s in just a few minutes here. We've got a little bit of a problem. Because the 70s, you need rhythm, you need funk in the 70s. The 70s were full of funk as well. You had groups like the Bee Gees, White Boys, Funk and Rhythm. British white boys who had funk and rhythm. You had Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were, you know, definitely had plenty of funk. Who else is in the 70s, Angela?
You know, I can't answer that question right now, but I'm pretty sure somebody over here.
Sounds like a cop-out to me, Angela. So you had plenty of groups in the 60s and 70s. They were known for groups. Now, I tried the thing in the 60s, and it didn't work out so well. I'm going to get it right in one of these shows. Angela's got plenty of rhythm. These two, Jacob and Kiana, do as well. And then you got the skinny white boy who really has trouble. So I've decided for this tour for the 70s, I'm going to get help from the audience. And that's what we're doing on these shows. So someone out there has got more rhythm and more funk. We do these shows that there are a lot of ladies in the audience. We've also noticed that there are occasionally men in the audience as well. And now most of them don't want to be here. You've been tied, you've been bound, you've been gagged. Something has happened to you. You've been robbed. I don't know how many nights you've been okay, sleeping on the couch. You should come to the Playmaker show. So this is who I need help from tonight, because I have a feeling that some of these gentlemen out here who don't really want to be here would be much better off if they got involved and got participated just a little bit. So if you brought a man with you tonight who really didn't want to come,
I'm trying to get her in the car.
I love
okay,
you, Clint.
But if you were in the car, what do you think you would be okay? It would let you. Oh, that's because you're not married yet. So we're gonna. So for your wedding present, for your engagement present, we're gonna get him up on stage and see if he's got some. So we'll see how your first dance is. Give him a round of applause. You're going to go with Nick. Go with Nick, Savant. Thank you so much.